This is Max from Gasket. We're talking about our favorite albums of the year. And my favorite album from this year would be Idaho by Ingrown. They're a three-piece from Boise. They're dropping their second LP. It's such a sick album. It's so fast and punchy all the way through. You do not catch your breath. I think there's only like one song that's over 2 minutes. It's lyrically creative. It's everything I love about hardcore right now. And it shows you that like smaller states and smaller cities still have crazy scenes and bands. The dudes in Ingrown are also very sick people. We got to play with them in Baltimore, and they're one of the best bands I've ever seen live. So check them out.
Yo, what's up, Fuse? I'm Flynn. I do vocals in the band Gasket. For me, the best album of the year, 2025, is going to be Aggressive Contempt by Mask. I really love that band. They're from Salt Lake City. Aggressive Contempt is their debut album, I believe. It came out in October on Convulse Records, a very sick label. And I really think it's sick. It's like 16 minutes, something like that. It hits all bases for me when it comes to the stuff I like about hardcore and music like that. We got the pleasure of meeting them when we played in Salt Lake City with Stick to Your Guns not too long ago, and they're very sweet people, and you should definitely check that record out. Shout out Mask.
Hey Fuse, I'm Calvin. I'm the guitarist, and this year I was super stoked to see Scalp put out a new record. Their third LP, Not Worthy of Human Compassion, is this awesome mix of hardcore, death metal, and power violence, which I think they combine into a way that's super unique. I love how technical this record is while still being, you know, extremely heavy. There's just absurdly fast blast beats contrasted by super heavy breakdowns, sick drum bass grooves. I was stoked to see the Weekend Nachos feature on the fourth song. I thought they executed that really well. John's vocals were awesome in this context. You know, Scalp is from California. They don't tour much, but I hope I can catch them sometime on the East Coast soon or make it to California or something. I think each record, they've really outdone themselves, and it's awesome to see them continue doing so.
What's up, Fuse? I'm Austin. I play drums in Gasket. If I got to pick a record for 2025, it's going to be the Big L record that just dropped, Harlem's Finest, Return of the King. Rest in peace, my man, Big L. That song with Nas on there is crazy. Song with Method Man's too good. And just the fact that, like, Big L and Jay-Z's freestyle is even on a record, and it just dropped this year, like, that's legendary. You put this record on, you go make some money, go DoorDash, Uber Eats, do what you gotta do. You ain't skipping nothing. Like, whole record flows, bumps the whole way. It's just good rap, good stuff. And it's crazy that they got all these bars that he's got that have never been released. Like, it needed to see the light of day. It's definitely worth listening to. Definitely legendary and monumental.